this morning is a lunar eclipse. Some of you may have been lucky enough to take a glimpse of it. It is a partial lunar eclipse. It's happening on the full moon. We entered the eclipse season with the new moon in Scorpio 2 weeks ago. And we will have another solar eclipse this time in 2 weeks, just before the solstice. So there we are again in that unlikely space where we are eclipsed, that is like obscured. Part of our consciousness is obscured for a while, for a few hours. A lunar eclipse touches our embodied consciousness, that is the being we are on Earth. And more specifically, the subconscious or unconscious part of it. And today, as this eclipse is reaching its peak, we are faced with a challenge. The challenge of putting everything inside out. That is, to reconnect and fully embrace the reality of our inner sovereign being. This is nothing new. This is something you've been focusing on for a long time. Some of you for decades. The inner transformation required, demanded by the new moon in Scorpio, is now reaching a climax where we really have to separate our ordinary belief system from the shining glory of our consciousness. Needs to be burned and consumed in a furnace of our heart are the remaining patterns, conditionings of mostly unconscious programming. It's a real challenge. Transform things that we are not aware of. that's where an eclipse, and in particular a lunar eclipse, is a precious cauldron. And as much as it is providing a different space-time, as if we were projected into a new reality, a different kind of reality for a while. During an eclipse, whether we are aware of it or not, we are in an altered state of consciousness. The fact that for a couple of hours our ordinary consciousness is obscured gives us access to parts of the unconscious programming. Access doesn't mean that it becomes obvious and free to transform. It just means that we can sort of perceive those. As you know, this inner transformation and the final stage of it is crucial. Because now, this month, this week, until the next eclipse, until the solstice, we are going to have to make decisions and take a stand. Take responsibility. So how will we distinguish our true self and the guidance we receive from it? From the very complex network of programming that is slowly and effectively killing us. Make use of that precious moment of the lunar eclipse to allow the weird, disconcerting, possibly unpleasant feelings, sensations we have, to bring us back to our own physicality, that body, my body. We know, we've known for a while that our bodies are the instrument we are playing and the music we play depends on the resonance the body can hold. Vibration the body can hold. Today, we can feel that the urgency, the emergency situation require that we can take a stand and that we do so to the best of our consciousness. That consciousness that we need to own so we can honor it is vastly compromised. And this is what the eclipsed consciousness we have now can highlight. We are in an altered state of consciousness currently because we have an eclipse. This is something that happens several times every year. But more essentially, we are constantly in an altered state of consciousness because we are not free to connect with our divine self and guidance. So the challenge of porting everything inside out, upside down, is a real one. How will we, divine consciousness embodied in a human shape, how will we restore a strong relationship with our inner guidance, with our divinity? One thing for sure is we need to be really fully present to that body that vibrates our signature frequency, even though we may not be aware of it. We also need to be really a lot more aware of the mirror, the smokes and mirrors we experience constantly when we are in a human shape. Collective and the reality we experience in the collective is a reflection of our inner state, obviously. It is a fractal, greater fractal of our inner reality. We chose that. We haven't completed our transformation fully, obviously. We are in that final stage. The tensions, the brutality, the violence are extreme. But we haven't completed our own transformation. So it reflects in the outside world. And yet we have to distinguish, because the outside world also carries flavors of all sorts of emotional patterns. We are impacted with. We are impacted by those flavors because we connect with them and we invest in them. We have a strong tendency to absorb, invest in, and identify with emotional forms that are sometimes ours and sometimes not. So, as we witness the collapse of all external forms one by one, as we experience the great disillusion regarding all the distorted realities and the untruth that has been our fate for a long time, we are invited to allow a similar process to complete within ourselves. We really have to appreciate fully and accept that the new reality we can see is coming won't manifest fully until we have completed our transformation. That reality we experience around us is, I repeat, the mirror of the yet to be completed transformation of our inner selves. And consequently, two things become really central in our daily life. One is that we really have to cultivate the highest possible frequency and vibration in our life, in our surroundings, and in our relationships. Is all that is. We have to distinguish the energy that is exchanged from the actual scenario. So the highest vibration. When we are able to hold that highest vibration, we can accomplish the second part, which is to acknowledge the attachment, the investment, and the beliefs we still hold for the false matrix. How will we know? The highest vibration we can hold that vibration we could call the frequency of love that says that all is one and connected. That vibration, when we experience it, shows us without the shadow of a doubt that what is less than that is compromised. So any other aspect of our life, any facet of our personality, every belief in this or that, is compromised . So the challenge is huge, because we have to let go of more parts of what we thought was us, we have to let go of things that are stale, stagnant, obsolete, of course. And that's the greatest challenge. We have to let go of patterns we are not conscious of. And that's exactly the purpose of a lunar eclipse. To not show, because an eclipse doesn't show, it hides. But because it hides for a while, when the moon's back and when we are back to our normal state of consciousness, we may have a flavor left and a realization that things are not the way they should be. So I would like you to take the flavor of now, and evaluate the rest of your day later on from that perspective. Comes the end of the day, go back through what happened since the eclipse until now, that moment, and notice, focus on, and accept the discrepancy, the incompatibility. And let all that vibrate on a lower frequency than that higher signature frequency of yours, to just dissolve or demanifest or slide away from you. This can be painful. This can be uncomfortable. We may feel very exposed, naked. This needs to happen. Otherwise, the most daring of us will take stands for causes that are biased, or will take decisions that are not. So if you are bold and ready to stand in your light, which I hope you are now, in your own field, in your own way, you have to be totally clear. You have to have the inner certainty, evidence that this is it, that this is what you do. At this point, there is no spiritual bypass. We have to be grounded. We have to be present on the earth. We have to be open and available for the network of all human beings. And we have to stand in our power. Light, that vibration, that frequency that is yours, and that only. No emulation, comparison, no challenge, target, no planning. In the current turmoil, it is extremely difficult to stay in that place of empowerment where we know what is right. Remember, we reflect the world and the world reflects us. There is a lot of confusion and there's a lot of misconception on the confusion. Not to mention the misinformation. So once again, we want to take advantage of that moment we experience currently, just a few hours, when our ordinary consciousness is altered by the partial obscuring of the moon. To practice being in that uncertainty, indefinition. It's not a void, but it's a bit dull. It doesn't really resonate much, and that's precisely why we use it as a grounding, as a stepping stone. Reality of the eclipse is when we can see how compromised everything is the rest of the time. Not that we can see it clearly. No. But we feel a lot better than not, that what we experience isn't quite right. Moreover, we have that stepping stone of the non-resonant space on the eclipse. As a counterpart to the highest vibration we hold, and hence the capacity to distinguish and to choose the vibrating part of us. That vibrating bit everywhere that tells us the truth, our truth, and therefore the truth we can stand for, we can take responsibility for, we are happy to defend. we are willing to respect. Give yourself a little while. Now, so you really feel how different our perception is during the eclipse. And consider this to be much closer to the truth than what we consider normality, like in an hour's time when the eclipse is over. Remember the sensation so you have a reference point. And feel distinctly, feel that you are connected to the earth. You are connected to a star somewhere in a distant sky. Somewhere that reality you have a glimpse of sometimes. Now you want to affirm it. You belong to the earth. You belong to the cosmos. You want that divine cosmic being to be fully acknowledged and respected in its sovereign birthright. You want this evidence to guide you step by step, but it will only be step by step. One step after the other. One decision after the other, day in, day out. This is what is awaiting us in the coming weeks until the next eclipse, until the solstice. We have to be super awake, alert. And we have to be extremely diligent so we recognize what is ourselves from what is not. This is not an easy task. And so we can burn in the furnace of our divine love what is not. The emergence of the new reality we all carry within our hearts depends on all the awakened souls taking their responsibility for their own selves and therefore for the community and the collective. Drop the beliefs. Keep the evidence is an inner feeling, it's an inner knowing. It needs no explanation. Justification. It is that it is. Thank you.